more emergency traffic. We continue to follow the mess out there as everybody tries to get home. Ricky Meese, what's the latest?
Okay, we still have delays as you're going from just after Parish Lane in Centerville up to Hill Air Force Base, just before SR 193 700 South in Clearfield. Southbound I-15 still seeing some slowing, but a big improvement. But the delays are from Hill down to not quite Hillfield Road. But Highway 89, still just a mess. Northbound Farmington to up to I-84. A lot of the surface streets also still seeing backups where the traffic lights are out, including both directions of SR 193. And then, again, a reminder about I-84 utility work has it closed in both directions in South Weber. You can get by, but only on the right shoulder. Dave Meekum?
If you're making the drive in Utah County northbound, we had that accident there just approaching American Fork Main Street. It's still there, still off to the right, but such little impact on traffic that all the delays are gone now. So that's not going to be a factor for you at all. Coming over the point southbound, though, from the Salt Lake Valley area, that's where you're going to have still some slow traffic to work your way through. Bluffdale all the way over the point, down past 2100 North, quite heavy, all the way down past 1500 North there, and still some northbound slowing on Lehigh Main Street. Mark?
Still quite heavy on the northbound drive through the south end of the valley on I-15, basically between 123rd South and about 8600, 80th South Midvale area. Then, surprisingly, it really looks much better. You're going to get some more delays, really about 600 North up to the North Interchange. 215 at the north end, still a bit of a struggle, but it is improving between I-80 and Legacy Parkway. UDOT construction alert, expect delays on I-15 and Draper this weekend. Southbound I-15 will be reduced to 3 lanes near Bangor Highway from Friday night to Monday morning for pavement work. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.